You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Aaron Rasmussen. Aaron is the co-chairperson on the 9/11 Global War on Terrorism Memorial in Tuolumne. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, Aaron, I hesitate to say Happy Patriot Day. I hear other people say that. I don't think they mean to be cold, but that sounds disconnected.
Yeah, there's a slight disconnect there. We tend as people to get away from things that make us sad. But at the same time with that, we don't want to forget what had happened or the sacrifices that were made, the loved ones that we want to continue to remember in our hearts, people that we've known that have fought in the wars that preceded this. So I totally get what you're saying.
All right. And today is obviously September 11th. That was 18 years ago today that America was attacked. There is going to be a ceremony that takes place this morning in Tuolumne. Tell us a little bit about the ceremony. First off, what time does it start?
9/11.
That's significant.
9/11 on 9/11. When I was sitting down with Christina Wilkinson that did the artwork for our 9/11 murals, we were talking about a good time to have a ceremony. You know, and when this happened on the East Coast, it was early in the morning, about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. So can't necessarily have a ceremony here in Tuolumne at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. So then we started talking about when the towers hit and what times those were. And we decided it'd just be simple if we keep it 9/11 at 9/11 for years to come.
And this takes place in downtown Tuolumne.
Yes.
Specifically where?
Specifically on the east lawn of the Tuolumne Veterans Memorial Hall.
All right.
Where it's be on the construction site because we're still in the middle of construction for the project. But I wanted to bring anybody and welcome everybody to the construction site, if you know, for the memorial, because that's every year that's where we're going to meet for the 9/11 ceremony. So this is it's kind of interesting, you know. I was sitting back looking at it a few days ago, and you know, it's you got brick, you got concrete, you got rebar coming out the top. It's almost a small picture of what it looked like that day, you know, after everything had come down. So it's kind of interesting feeling for me even that we're doing a ceremony with this backdrop of this construction going on.
Aaron, you are a vet. Where did you serve?
I served in Iraq 2004-2005. I served 13 years in the United States Army Reserve and for the Civil Service Department of the Army.
Do you know of any other events taking place today to commemorate this being Patriot Day, 9/11?
Not immediately in the local areas. There are veteran organizations throughout the state that are having small ceremonies, either at their posts or in public gathering places. But immediately in our area, no.
Does that sadden you?
To a little bit. You know, especially when I remember back when I was young, I was 18 when this happened. And it was flags in unity and never forget. Here we are 18 years later. There are kids that are entering the military that are 18 this year. I think unity and throughout our country is obviously something that needs to be addressed and we need to start really looking at if we're to move forward as a country.
You touched on the 9/11 Global War on Terrorism Memorial. Where does that stand as of right now?
I would say about halfway done. We're currently waiting on our contractors to free up their time from big jobs that they have this time of year. It's a super busy time of year for most contractors. And so we just need to get some rock because we got to backfill the memorial. We got to get at least another 35 tons of concrete. Got to be placed for the platform and so forth. Boone's Memorial's got all the designs. They're about ready to cut, if they haven't already, cut the stones. But we had to order special plates for some of the ribbons and stuff because just to get the colors right. There's so many integrated things that are happening. Capstones. We got the actual artifacts. We have three artifacts, and we still need to build that encasement so it can be on display but not get vandalized. You know, we got bulletproof glass that has to go in there to protect these artifacts. So it's quite interesting. We have
Are the bricks still being sold?
Yes, the bricks are still being sold. And it looks like the bricks, we may be selling those bricks for months to come. We have about 150 so far, and we have enough space for 800. So we still have a lot more room for more bricks. Those people that are interested, and please check out our website, VFWpost4748.org. There's three brick forms on there that you can fill out, a small 8x4, an 8x8 with words, or an 8x8 with a symbol or a logo that you'd like to put on.
September 11th Patriot Day ceremony takes place this morning in Tuolumne from 9:11 this morning through about 9:30 or so. Aaron, before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add?
I just appreciate the support that our community's given on this project. We couldn't do it without everyone's support financially and be it emotionally or that. So we're just really thankful that everybody's really come on board on this, and they're obviously showing unity within our community and for our country, and that's just outstanding. And I hope this Patriots Day is a reminder to us of what unity looks like and what patriotism looks like after a disaster, and we need to come together and work together for a common good.
Freedom is not free, and I do mean it when I say I thank you and I appreciate you for your service to our country. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you very much.